Secondary 1, Text 3. A group of foreign students is visiting your school. You have been asked to talk to them about something special for tourists to do while they are in Singapore. You decide to talk about walking around Singapore at night. This is what you say. Many tourists do the standard walking tour of Singapore during the day, but far fewer do a walking tour at night, which is a shame. The evening really is a great time to see Singapore. Not only is it cooler at this time of day, but in my opinion, everything appears to be even more beautiful. If you decide to go on a walking tour in the evening, I'd suggest starting it at about 6:30 p.m. at the Marina Bay Sands rooftop viewing desk, which faces west and gives you really dramatic views of the sunset. It's quite expensive, but it's well worth it. Then walk along to the Esplanade Theater by the bay. It's a real landmark in Singapore because of its very unusual and distinctive shape, like a huge golden dome against the night sky. You don't necessarily have to watch a performance. You can just enjoy the evening atmosphere in one of the many cafes or restaurants nearby. Or you could sit on a riverside bench, and you may be lucky enough to see free entertainment. At certain times of the year, actors perform on the riverbanks and tell stories which bring the river's past to life. Continue on your walk and you'll come across Singapore's most iconic sculpture, the Merlion, a half-lion, half-fish creature which sits looking out over the water. Then take a walk around Marina Bay, which is very colorful with all of the lights shining across the water. Let me finish with something I read in a guidebook recently. It said, Singapore is one of those places that is capable of making you speechless, especially when you explore it at night. And remember to keep a camera on hand. So why not try an evening stroll in Singapore?